Hare Krishna. Today's interesting question from Tejasri in Romania, Devi Dasi, and she asks about this conversation between Haridas Thakur and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, where Haridas Thakur is making the statement that just as Lord Ramachandra took back with him all residents of Ayodhya to the spiritual world, and Lord Krishna liberated the whole universe upon his departure, similarly, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is also liberating all the living entities within the universe. So she's asking, well, does that mean all the demons within the universe also got liberated? And where from did all the other living entities come when it says that the universe has got filled up again? Well, first thing to notice, although this is a really topic that could be discussed further at length, is that Lord Ramachandra only liberated the residents of Ayodhya, not the whole universe. Then we should consider that ultimately the Lord can do whatever he wants. So if he wanted to take everyone straight back home, back to Godhead, then he could have done that. However, the general understanding is that those who are devotees get one result and those who are non-devotees get another, even when they're liberated. And when we use this word liberated, it can mean many things. So those devotees present during Krishna's time and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's time, either who were practitioners or already perfected souls, they certainly went back home, back to Godhead, according to their particular mood or mellow of relationship. For instance, the Dwarkavasis went back to eternal Dwarka, the Brijbasis went back to Goloka Vrindavan. And for the most part, Goloka Vrindavan is also the destination of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's followers. However, those who are not devotees, their destination is varied. Number one, they could have very easily taken birth in the material world somewhere else. Having been blessed by the Lord, they now have pure devotion, but still they're not perfect. So in the association of the Lord and his associates, they perfect their devotion, and from then they go back home, back to Godhead. What is that back to Godhead that they go to? That's another variation. Not necessarily that they're going to Goloka Vrindavan, but they may be blessed with a different type of liberation. And even if they go back to Goloka Vrindavan, it's not guaranteed that they get the same liberation as that of the Brijbasis. For instance, when we say that Putana became a nurse in the spiritual world, Jiva Goswami says she didn't actually become a nurse, she became like a nurse. In other words, he emphasizes that she got a lesser destination. So once again, demons, even when favored by the Lord, or non-devotees, don't get the same result as devotees do. Then there's always the chance that those who are inimical towards the Lord, kaivalya narakayate, that they entered into the Brahmajyoti. And that's the type of liberation that they achieved. So there's a whole variety of possibilities for living entities who were liberated by the Lord or the universe was emptied. And what is sure is that those who are devotees went back to Godhead. How, in what time, where back to Godhead the other living entities went is not sure. There's a whole gamut of possibilities. So sometimes devotees talk about going back to Godhead solely by the mercy of the Lord. Well, these living entities went back by Lord's mercy, so I'll just go back by the Lord's mercy. But you can see that the same result isn't guaranteed, neither is it necessarily clear what that same result is. Moreover, beggars can't be choosers. When you're working for an employer, you know exactly what your salary is. when you're outside that employer's house and you're sitting on the street begging, then whatever he throws you, that's what you have to take. So if you're dependent on Krishna's mercy and Krishna decides to make you a monkey in Ayodhya, you can't object to that, saying that you wanted to be a monkey in Goloka Vrindavan, because you're depending on Krishna's mercy. And if you want something specific, then Yanti Deva Pita Deva, then you have to perform the type of work that gives you a specific type of result. And finally, about where did the living entities come from, who filled the universe. There's so many living entities dormant within the body of Mahavishnu, who from many universes, many creations, still have unfulfilled desires, still have karma to be purified or lived out. So when the Lord emptied this universe, which is very clear that he did, wherever the living entities went, he filled them up with other living entities again that had many such desires. And the good thing is that aside from filling up the universe with conditioned living entities, he also brought his eternally liberated associates like Srila Prabhupada in order to give us again that same chance, same opportunity that Lord Ramchandra, Lord Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had given. Hare Krishna.